When it comes to sustainable energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Templeton says, quote, Solarponics installed our system almost 20 years ago. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. With Solarponics, work is completed quickly with knowledge and skill. This is as important a part of a solar company as the original installation. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing a lifetime of as important service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners. Is your water heater over 7 years old? If so, replace it with a heat pump water heater before it fails and save thousands in energy costs. Plus, new rebates cover up to 80% of the cost. Call or click to get a free, no-hassle quote today. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Some people leave the town that raised them, and some stay long enough to change it. In a place where everybody knows your name, one local woman learned patience, grit, and beauty. She polished her craft in quiet corners, collected 12 National Design Awards, and came home carrying more than just success. She isn't launching jewelry. She is revealing something deeper. Pieces shaped by memory, by resilience, by everything the people around her helped her become. It's simple, but not ordinary. But when it arrives, you'll know it was always meant to be here. Coming soon, Lindsay Jane at K. John's Jewelry Company.
Red Scooter Deli on 6th Street has a patio that you need to check out. Enjoy your favorite Red Scooter breakfast or lunch on the cozy heated patio. Order in person or online. Check out Red Scooter's Grab and Go stock daily with wide selection. Red Scooter Deli serving you fresh food for over 16 years. Red Scooter Deli is at 711 6th Street next to the Pet Center with tons of parking. Go to redscooterdeli.com, open 6:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. daily. Use promo code KPRL for a $5 discount.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Friday, February 27th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
County Planning Commission approves home development project in San Miguel. First San Luis Obispo County Young Republicans chapter meeting. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the upper 70s. It's 52 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics. Solar for savings, battery backup for security, and don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Blazin' Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. The County Planning Commission approved a 181 home development project in San Miguel on Thursday. The project would sit on a 43-acre parcel and be developed through four phases, contingent with upgrades to the San Miguel Wastewater Treatment Plant. San Miguel CSD General Manager Kelly Dodd said that the CSD's water treatment system can currently support the first phase of the project. Further phases would need to wait on its expansion. A majority of the report of the project will be for single-family residential housing, with other lots to be used for commercial development, parks, and open space. The project site is located on the bluff overlooking the Salinas River at 3000 Indian Valley Road, near the intersection of North River and Cross Canyon Roads. The City of Paso Robles announced the latest appointments for its Planning Commission. City Council conducted interviews for three seats on February 11th, whose terms will all start March 1st. The City Council reappointed Ty Christensen and Eric Marlowe to the Planning Commission and appointed Ashley Lorenz as a new commissioner. First, San Luis Obispo County Young Republicans chapter meeting. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:10.
Blazin' Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blazin' Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazinbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday, starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:11. The first ever Young Republicans chapter in San Luis Obispo County will be holding its first inaugural meeting in late March. Convening at the San Luis Obispo County Republican headquarters in Atascadero, the meeting will take place Saturday, March 28th at 5:30 p.m. Guest speakers present will be District Attorney Dan Dow, former Assistant Attorney General at the U.S. Department of Justice Michael Gates, and the San Luis Obispo Young Republicans founder and chairman Roman Medeiros. A release from the newly established Young Republicans chapter says its goals are to champion Republican principles, elect principled candidates, defend limited government, individual liberty, fiscal responsibility, strong national defense, timeless moral values, and raise the next generation of leaders with advancing the faith of Jesus Christ. The City of Paso Robles invites community members to join them for the next session of Coffee with the City this morning at 7:30 in the Patina Room at Cal Coast Brewery, 1346 Railroad Street. Each session of Coffee with the City highlights a particular topic with a presentation by city staff and an opportunity for question and answer discussions. Sessions typically last 1 hour and no pre-registration is required. This month's session will focus on an update regarding spaceport licensing at the Paso Robles Airport, the latest results from the city's business climate survey, and a status report on the city's five-year strategic plan implementation. The Celebration of Life for Norma Moy will be held this Saturday, February 28th at 11 a.m. in the Estrella Building and the Mid-State Fairgrounds. The event will include several guest speakers, including friends, business associates, and others connected to Norma's work. CAL FIRE San Luis Obispo responded to a gas line incident yesterday morning at about 10:15 a.m. at 2101 Canvas Back Place in Avila Beach. CAL FIRE says a trenching operation struck a natural gas line, resulting in the active leak. Crews immediately established a safety perimeter upon confirmation of a gas release. Crews evacuated 100 residents, and an additional 200 residents were directed to shelter in place. The gas utility company responded quickly and successfully mitigated the leak at about 12 p.m. Once the area was deemed safe, the shelter-in-place and evacuation orders were lifted. No injuries were reported from the incident. In sports for the NBA yesterday, the Timberwolves beat the Clippers 94-88, the Suns over the Lakers 113-110, the Kings beat the Mavericks 130-121, Pelicans over the Jazz 129-118, the Hawks beat the Wizards 126-96. Tonight, the Nuggets will face the Thunder, the Grizzlies will go against the Mavericks, the Nets will face the Celtics, the Knicks will go against the Bucks, the Cavaliers will face the Pistons. In California news, 64-year-old David Funson, a serial child molester set to be released under California's parole law, is now facing new charges. Prosecutors in Roseville announced they are seeking to file new charges against Funson over alleged child sexual assault that occurred in 1996. He continues to remain behind bars as he awaits an arraignment hearing. A ruling by the Alameda County Superior Court ruled that immigrant truck drivers will be able to keep their licenses in California. The California DMV was ordered by the U.S. Department of Transportation to rescind the licenses for more than 20,000 immigrants last fall, but the new ruling will extend the expiration dates of the drivers to March 6th. State Senator Maria Elena Durazo and Assemblymember Joaquin Arambula announced a Medical Access Restoration Act, which, if approved, would reinstate the full-scope Medi-Cal benefits to undocumented adults. Local news was sponsored by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified 5-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:14.
I'm not usually a reviewer, but I had an amazing experience at Davis Body Shop. From start to finish, the experience was ideal. Everyone was friendly, helpful, and professional. They kept me updated, did quality work, and had me in and out. No hassles, and returned my vehicle to me in perfect condition.
If you ever have an accident and need to repair your car, you could do what Ann did from Paso Robles. She took her car to Davis Body Shop. And Peggy from Atascadero said,
our family needed repairs to one of our cars, and friends had recommended Davis Body Shop. We were very pleased with their helpfulness, their attention to detail that was provided to us. They explained the process and kept us updated as repairs were made. They also assisted us in securing a rental car. I would definitely recommend them to anyone who needs repairs to a car.
Davis Body Shop is the area's largest auto body collision specialist on El Camino Real at Atascadero and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. The U.S. remains in a deficit when it comes to fertilizer capacity, though manufacturers and distributors have front-loaded supplies of certain nutrients into the domestic markets. Sam Taylor, farm input analyst with Rabobank, on current fertilizer availability and what it means for U.S. producers.
If you look at the cumulative imports of DAP into the U.S. market, phosphate, most important phosphate, it is an interesting chart from its like divergence from the norm in that from April 1st, it basically flatlines. So there was near enough no DAP coming into the US market up until the data we've got available, which is in November. It was almost impossible for distributors and retailers to actually build up on inventory on that kind of context.
While some fertilizer tariffs have been paused to improve supply flow, importers and distributors still face limited ability to build inventory.
If it's a tight global market with the countervailing duties and a deficit region such as India not getting their supply, that residual supplier, Saudi Arabia, that was making up the volumes lost from Morocco and Russia, they just decided to supply the west coast of India. So there's not necessarily the global availability to backfill that.
President Donald Trump has announced he is invoking the Defense Production Act to boost U.S. manufacturing of glyphosate and phosphorus, calling the herbicide essential to national security and modern agriculture.
When you turn bulls out, you're building the future of your herd. Join Clear Creek Angus for their 18th annual production sale, March 2nd at 1 o'clock, Bear Paw Livestock in Chinook, Montana, with special guests Weaver Herefords. Selling 80 Angus yearling bulls, 15 Hereford bulls, 40 F1 Baldy heifers, 50 Angus replacements, and 38 bred heifers calving March 15th through May 1st. Cattle built to add pounds, backed by strong maternal genetics, moderate birth weights, and heavy weaning performance. View catalog videos and bid at dvauction.com.
Feeding through winter shouldn't feel like guesswork. SmartLick tubs make sure your herd gets the protein they need every day, no matter the weather. Reliable intake, proven performance, peace of mind for you. It's not about working harder, it's about feeding smarter. Feed SmartLick protein tubs for consistent nutrition and confident performance. Go to smartlick.com. That's smartlic.com to find your dealer.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.
Michael's Optical in Atascadero is celebrating their 47th anniversary by giving you a 40% discount on selected frames. Don't miss this opportunity to update your look, and our veteran team is ready to assist you in finding the perfect frame at 40% off. This special offer cannot be combined with insurance or other promotions. If you're looking for glasses or frames from infants to adults, you will find the top brand names in fashion eyewear at Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real in Atascadero. Both Michael and Kathy invite you to celebrate with them on their 47th anniversary by giving you 40% off on selected frames. If you want to look your best, come see us at Michael's Optical.
Look at us, look at us.
Michael's Optical.
KPRL News continues at 7:19. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms interested in tax reduction and asset protection. With the collapse of Del Monte Foods, U.S. canned fruit businesses following the company's bankruptcy last year and subsequent cannery closure, affected Kling Peach growers are seeking financial relief. to help recover from the loss of one of the sector's biggest buyers. In the past, the U.S. Department of Agriculture has funded voluntary tree pull programs to address industry oversupply. Peach growers learned this past August that their long-term contracts with Del Monte were canceled due to the company's bankruptcy. The California Canning Peach Association filed a claim with the bankruptcy court for the value of the rejected contracts, which amounted to more than $500 million for peach contracts set to expire between 2026 and 2044. U.S. Representative Mike Thompson said he's working to identify relief for growers through existing federal programs or by crafting new legislation. "We're looking at every possible specialty crop support program that could come into play," he said. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, Estate Planning in Morro Bay. Go to lawnews.tv. Traffic report brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street, Paso Robles. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Friday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Matt's Smog and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. When it comes to insurance, you need the proper coverage for a reasonable price. Whether it's home, auto, life, or business, call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276. Partly cloudy skies today with highs in the upper 70s. Northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Increasing clouds tonight with low 50s. East-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow, highs in the low 80s. Northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy Saturday, mostly cloudy on Sunday, mostly sunny on Monday, partly cloudy on Tuesday, sunny Wednesday and Thursday. Upper 70s Saturday, upper 60s on Sunday through Wednesday, 70 a week from today. Currently it is 53 degrees and sunny in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for your home, life, health, and boat. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276 or stop by 105 South Main Street, Templeton. KPRL News Time is 722.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Elizabeth MacDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks opened sharply lower following a sign that companies were paying higher prices last month, lowering expectations for future interest rate cuts from the Fed. The producer price index prices at the wholesale level increased 0.5%. The core reading, excluding food and energy, rose 0.8%. And for the year ending in January, the PPI was up 2.9%. Amazon, Nvidia, and SoftBank are committing to invest $110 billion in OpenAI, the creator of ChatGPT. Amazon shares are down 0.5%, Nvidia shares down nearly 2%. However, Dell Technologies is seeing jumping demand for servers it makes that are used in AI. Dell shares are up more than 14%. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda, invested in you.
If you're over 40 and plan to retire someday, the window to protect what you've built may be smaller than you realize. As retirement moves from someday to on the horizon, protecting what you've built becomes just as important as growing it. And that's where Noble Gold Investments comes in. They help investors reduce risk by adding gold and silver to their portfolios. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com, NobleGoldInvestments.com. Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals involves risk. Consult with your tax or financial professional before making investment decisions.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
With the big, beautiful bill comes new tax laws, and for business owners, that means more rules, more details, and more chances to miss important savings. This is Billy Gallant with your locally owned and operated H&R Block offices. We stay on top of every tax law change so your business stays compliant and keeps more of what it earns. From deductions and credits to full business tax preparation, our experienced tax professionals handle it all with accuracy and personal service you can trust. Don't let new tax laws cost your business time or money. Call your local H&R Block office today to make an appointment and get your business taxes done right.
Story Termite and Pest Control, 805-460-0650.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. By those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
Got rats? Story Termite and Pest Control has over 33 years of experience providing thorough and professional expertise for all your pest control problems, and for 5 years in a row, Story Termite has been voted the best termite and pest control company in the North County. And their service area includes San Luis Obispo to Santa Maria.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. All those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
805-460-0650.
Fish in my dish. Fly in my eye. Goat in my boat. Snakes in my case.
Bovino Vineyards in the beautiful hills of Templeton, home to diverse collection of standalone varietals and beautiful blends. Owner Dan Souza, grape grower and dairy farmer, chose the name Bovino, bovine for his dairy herd, and vino for his wines. Winemaker Steve Anglum says, if it's been a while or you haven't had a chance to visit Bovino, now is the time. Bovino Vineyards on El Pomar in Templeton open Friday, Saturday, and Monday. Enjoy the brilliant wines, the cozy tasting room, or out on the deck with breathtaking views.
The Friends of the NRA Banquet Auction and Fundraising event is Saturday, March 7th. Unique silent auction items, custom knives, a new assortment of firearms, and ladies' items like shooting accessories, jewelry, and more. Family-friendly event, there's a kids' table and play area. The Friends of the NRA Banquet and Auction, Saturday, March 7th at the Paso Robles Event Center, 805-423-8278, or go to thefriendsofnra.org.
Hello from the Groves on 41, where olive oil is our favorite subject.
Yes, and we are seeing an increasing awareness of the health benefits of olive oil, not just for your heart, but your brain and your skin, too. I'm drinking it. Consuming more olive oil is easy with our crazy flavors, like cinnamon, raspberry, rosemary, and more. You could have olive oil for breakfast, lunch, dinner, and dessert.
Schedule a tasting and tour at the Groves on 41, or visit us at a farmer's market Saturday mornings in Templeton, Tuesday mornings in Paso. And want to learn more? Go to thegrovesom41.com.
Touch of Paso, come on down for some home-cooked goodness, the best around. Breakfast and lunch in a little brick house. Leaving well fed, that's what we're about. Touch of Paso in Paso Robles, whether you're passing through or you're a local. Down on Pine Street, the place to go. My grandma's cooking, Touch of Paso. Come see what's cooking at Touch of Paso.
Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of Speech brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental. Same store, same location in Atascadero. They've been there since 1968. 238-5775, which you can text 238-KPRL on this Friday edition. Back Friday, Kenny and Darcia this afternoon, 12:30 till 2, and also a couple of things here real quick. Congratulations to a one, Mr. Daryl James. He was one of the qualifiers this week on trivia. Mr. Daryl, you've got the gift certificate from Joe. Well, you don't have it. You can get it and pick it up here at the station. You got 30 days to do so. And always make sure that you call ahead to make sure that the office is open. And don't go 26 miles an hour. You'll get a ticket. Coming down Spring Street. Also, what else did I have? Oh, yeah, this little ditty, too, here. Well, you know about the NRA auction that's coming up next Saturday. Well, I've got an event ticket and dinner for two. That's $150 value. Email me, Kevin at KPRL.com. I'll let you know through the email if you have won this or not. So, there you go. Just a couple of things to start off this 7 o'clock hour. All here on The Right Choice. Okay, let's see here on the inbox for the text. That intersection you addressed, that intersection you're addressing is screwed up because the bridge used to come up on Indian Valley Road, but washed out in the flood of 1969. Boy, for those that have never seen a picture of that stuff, pretty amazing. It remained there for quite a few years before they demolished it. The bridge there now is the second one in place since 1969. Because I lived right there, right just a couple of, well, maybe 200 feet down from that bridge when I first came to the North County, and I remember it being one lane. Because I used to ride my bike over there and go down Indian Valley Roads where I first saw some rattlesnakes there in the middle of the road. And I thought, Harry, did they redo that bridge or they just expand it? Because, again, I thought it was one lane. I may be mistaken. And wasn't there a yellow caution light at one end of the bridge for those of you? And speaking of that 69 flood, for those that were around, wasn't that up as high as the bridge levels going down the Salinas here in Paso? Weren't there people out there in boats and fishing off and that type of thing? I thought maybe that was another flood or another area up here in the North County. I seem to remember that. Well, not remember, seeing pictures and being told stories of it. So, anyway, those are just a couple of things here. Thank you for that. Apparently, there's a issue going on in the California forests. They're called Little Death Bombs. Illegal cannabis farms poison California forest. And something needs to be done about it, according to those. Now, law enforcement has raided illegal cannabis operations, particularly up north in the Shasta Trinity National Forest. And up there, again, you know, I've mentioned the Siskiyou County, where there's a lot of illegal grows going on. And this is a hillside and, well, hillsides, pesticide sprayers, they're being left behind, and some other things in addition to garbage and so forth. And they're referring to these as little death bombs, waiting for any wildlife that is going to investigate and can do damage to the wildlife and also the forest itself. And this is due to illegal cannabis grows on public land. And so this is becoming a bigger concern, and also dangerously polluting not only the public lands in the forest, but also the watersheds, with lasting consequences for obviously both the water and the wildlife. And there's not enough funding to address this issue. Well, illegal grows in California have been going on for a long time, but a matter of fact, we've had some here, pointing to over my shoulder, going out that way towards the Adelaide area. And probably, well, there was another one out in Ranchita Canyon maybe about 10 years ago. They got that one there. So again, this is causing another problem to California and the wildlife and our beautiful forests. Another consideration before we decide to do things. Let's see here on the, oh no, that's just asking for the tickets. Okay. Chris, one of your stories, your California stories, had to do with two people. They are recommending legislation for more money.
One's a state senator, one's an assembly member, and they're introducing a restoration act which would reinstate Medi-Cal benefits to undocumented adults.
In California?
Yes, Medi-Cal.
Okay. All right. Folks, based on recent analysis here in the state of California, you loving taxpayers, you spend the range, and it varies a little bit from year to year, but generally I'll go high end. You are kindly spending $31 billion per year for illegal immigrants. And that covers education, health care, incarceration, with health care expansion continuing to grow. Well, I mentioned yesterday, we don't have the money, but that doesn't matter. We are looking at $32 billion in debt. So these two fine people who were elected to office, they want to expand that, even though we don't have the money, but that doesn't matter, does it? No. Again, just think about that money. Even if you subtract the taxes paid by the illegals, it's still over $22 billion a year. So when you hear the people cry, well, they pay taxes, it's still a net loss. And if they know anything about math, they know that that just doesn't add up. Okay. So be leery when you hear the number of how much they may pay, and even in this country. So, all right, let's see here. I got this in, and this has to do with something I didn't get yesterday, but I have it today. And this has to do with the test results at a glance, and this is the English Language Arts Literacy and Mathematics. And these charts are sometimes difficult to read, but I'm sure Kenny can expand on them this afternoon. So what is the standards met? 90% standards not met level. And this is, says right here, District Paso Robles Joint Unified School, the ELA, percent of students within achievement level. 0.0 met or exceeded standard for ELA. That's 0.00. Now, let's see here. 10% standard nearly met level 2. 90% not met level 1. And then we have mathematics. Again, this is for this English learner thing. 12.16 standard met level 2. 87.84 standard did not meet level 1. How much have we been paying for this over the last few years? And these are the results. Where is accountability for this? And what's the reason for these, not low, but pathetic standard levels? I know if we give the school district $220 million more in money from the next bond that they probably want, it'll fix the problem. There is no doubt about that. We know that that will happen. It has to happen because that's what we're told. And we've been told that for a long, long time. And what have been the results for a long, long time? The same old thing over and over and over. All right, well, things could get worse. Maybe here someday in North County. Have you heard this? Because it made national news yesterday. A registered sex offender is running for city council, and this is in Fresno, the Fresno City Council, and convicted in a child sex abuse material case is seeking election in the office. A Fresno native required to register as a sex offender has announced plans to run for District 7 seat, and of course, there is no law that this, whatever they decide they are. I can't tell from the picture. Well, I can tell from the picture, but it's just hard to figure out. Anyway, so it's not illegal to do this in the state of California. And it's focusing on the person and not the issues, according to some in the Fresno area. But again, this person or thing, sex offender, has satisfied every legal obligation imposed under the laws in this state enacted for accountability and rehabilitation. So therefore, and the paperwork and the eligibility of which you have, you know, there are rules and guidelines to be able to vote, not vote, but to run for an office, they can. They are not registered sex offenders in California are not automatically barred from seeking or holding local office as long as they meet voter registration and residency requirements. Okay. So I guess in the law, when you look at it and say, well, nobody should be allowed to, well, okay, then change that law, but the law says this person can. What will be interesting is to see if the person gets elected or how many votes the person gets. Now, some on the board now said that they would not allow the person to sit, but it remains unclear what legal authority, if any, a council president would have to prevent an elected candidate from assuming office. Now, one of the issues with this sex offender is they can't do certain things. Can't fully participate in school events, youth gatherings, and community activities. They're limited to that. So how can they dutifully serve their office if they can't participate in quite a few of the events that are related to the city council? We'll see how smart the people in Fresno are regarding this. Let's see here. If we allow these illegal aliens to remain in our country because they pay taxes, couldn't that be considered bribery? I wouldn't consider it bribery. I don't know what I would consider it, but bribery doesn't come to mind. It's just the reality. Reality. Hey, Kevin, what about the rats living in the riverbed? Well, which ones? And this is on the text. I have... Well, there's a lot of things living in the riverbed. We know that. And you can see them in certain areas on certain roads. You'll see they didn't quite make their destination. As a matter of fact, I don't know if it's a seasonal thing because I hardly see them at all. But I've noticed, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4 dead raccoons on the various ways I sometimes go to and from work. Out that way up north there in San Miguel and Ranchita Canyon. And I don't know if it has to do with time of the year or whatever, but it's they're alongside the road, and I don't know why the buzzards are taking their time to get the pickings. Maybe they don't like Rocky too much anyway. So anyway, just a couple of things to go here this morning here on The Right Choice, KPRL. On the way, we have local news headlines. We have Fox News Update. And also, we have birthdays and anniversaries.
Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services. The first ever Young Republicans chapter in San Luis Obispo County will be holding its inaugural meeting March 28th at the SLO County Republican headquarters in Atascadero at 5:30 p.m. Guest speakers present will be District Attorney Dan Dow and former Assistant Attorney General at the U.S. Department of Justice Michael Gates. The city of Paso Robles invites community members to join them. Actually, that's currently ongoing. CAL FIRE San Luis Obispo responded to a gas line incident yesterday morning at 2101 Canvasback Place in Avila Beach. Crews immediately established a perimeter, evacuated 100 residents, and ordered an additional 200 to shelter in place. The leak was successfully mitigated at about noon. No injuries were reported from the incident. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the upper 70s. It's 60 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. Former President Bill Clinton's question today for the House Oversight Committee's Jeffrey Epstein investigation. Hillary Clinton went first yesterday.
I don't know how many times I had to say I did not know Jeffrey Epstein.
Committee Chairman James Comer says that's because they kept showing her new items of evidence.
Emails from Epstein where he implied that he was very close with the Clinton family, including Hillary.
The depositions are being conducted in Chappaqua, New York, where the Clintons live. A ceasefire between Afghanistan and Pakistan is over.
Our patience has now run out, warns Pakistan's defense minister, Khawaja Mohammad Asif. The two sides have launched cross-border strikes, and Pakistan now considers the conflict open war. The ongoing dispute concerns alleged Afghan support for armed groups in Pakistan.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. Several soldiers have been killed, the sides giving different casualty figures. America's listening to Fox News.
Thank you.
Elite Roadshow Buyers is returning to Pass Robles at the History Museum located downtown for 3 days only. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, March 9th, 10th, and 11th. And Tomorrow Bay at the Veterans Memorial Hall for 2 days only. Thursday and Friday, March 12th and 13th. Call 760-783-5483 to book your appointment. Phones are answered 7 days a week. Meet the team of buyers, including three seen on TV's Antiques Roadshow, all with decades of elite experience to offer you the best price for your heirlooms. They're buying a wide range of fine items like gold and silver jewelry, watches, coins, sterling silver, oil paintings, even antique firearms, historical items, advertising memorabilia, and more. Visit the website EliteRoadshowBuyers.com for more details. Don't miss this free event to receive purchase offers with immediate payment. Call 760-783-5483 today. That's 760-78-ELITE.
I am Central Coast Attorney Dave Duringer, and I believe in faith, family, and freedom. Without faith and family, there is no freedom. So the mission of my law firm, Protective Law Corporation in Morro Bay, is to help families grow family power by transmitting life, fortune, and honor to descendants. Defensive handgun training under time pressure. My free course at guntrust.org, partially funded by proceeds of my federal case against Morro Bay and two police chiefs, is also an advanced estate planning seminar, including the latest on taxes, guns, homeschooling, values transmission, and for blended families, how not to disinherit your kids. If you are serious about asset protection and family protection, call me, Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corp in Morro Bay. Dial 805-225-5105 or just click on my phone number at lawnews.tv. Again, lawnews.tv, LAWNEWS.TV.
Out with the old, in with the new. Are your sprinklers and drip old, tired, worn out, and needing to retire? Call Sean with Premier Irrigation. With 20 years of experience, we bring a new face to efficiency without clowning around. So remember to call Premier Irrigation for all your irrigation and drainage needs. 805-400-8822. That's Premier Irrigation. 805-400-8822.
North County Weather.
Brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Tune-up, repair, replacement. Get it done by the pros. Mixture of clouds and sunshine on your Friday with highs in the upper 70s. Clouds tonight, overnight lows right around 50. Intervals of clouds and sunshine on your Saturday. We should hit 80. Cool down a little bit on Sunday to the upper 60s, partly cloudy. Upper 60s Monday, low 70s Tuesday and Wednesday back to the upper 60s. Same Thursday, low 70s sunny a week from today. No rain in the forecast. Today's UV index will be 5 up and down. 6:36 a.m., 5:57 p.m. We are at 53. Weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online, hutchheatingandair.com.
What's going on? What's going on? Yeah, what's going on? What's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on. What's going on?
Community Calendar is brought to you by the Spirit of Paso Robles in the River Oaks community. And enjoy out at, you know, that place we all know, Sculptura Winery. They've got lots going on the weekend here. Friday, they've got Adam Levine, and it's all music. Saturday afternoon, live band, jazz, pop, and rock. And Sunday, they'll have Joy Bonner. She's been doing this for a while from some soulful rock, pop, jazz, and R&B. And also, they have lots more scheduled through. And I'll keep you posted on that. And thanks for sending that in. Also on the community calendar, it is tonight. The Kiwanis Concert for the Kids presents Crying Under Friday. Let's see here. It is the Bluegrass Family and Friends. That is tonight. The doors open at 6 o'clock. All right. How about that? Music is from 7 to 8. Dessert and buffet in intermission, 8 to 9. Then more music, 9 to 10. Beer or wine for purchase. No outside alcohol. Unreserved seating. It's at the Tascadero Pavilion on the lake. Tickets are just $30, so if you'd like some of that grass music, that's good stuff there. And that, again, that is the Atascadero Kiwanis proudly presents. That is this evening. All right, have fun. Community Calendar was brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles in the River Oaks community. Outstanding meals at outstanding prices. Moving gently along here, why don't we have birthdays and anniversaries on the It's, oh, there it is. It's on my other robo card.
Happy, happy birthday, baby.
Birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by Bella Jewel. Mighty fine jewelry, mighty fine jewelry. All right, let's see here. We have Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and leap year babies. Okay, here we go. We'll start off with Fridays, of course, because today is Friday. Nicole Robinson, Dina Kalar, Chad Stern, Nancy Hall, Sarah Voigt. Mr. John Partridge is having a birthday today. Christopher Sanders Jr., Lucia Gonzalez, Olivia Smith, KPRL intern, she's having a birthday today. And Dave and Kathy Rossi, happy anniversary. On our Saturday, we have Sarah Lutz, Wanda Mumford's having a birthday, Abel Lozano, Clara Lundy, Allison Caldwell, Irene Bell, Mara Lamoury, Carrie Thomas, Dick and Jean Hoffman. Now, on the leap year babies, we have Mara Lamoury. She's on here again, and Lacey Martin. Okay, so Mara's got two birthdays this weekend. All right, good deal. Sunday, Yvonne Lowe, Dora Murrell, Caitlin Riley, Alicia Wilbur, George Duck, Christine Feinfrock, and Laurent Grandguyen, close enough. All right, happy birthday and happy anniversary. All right, on my other side here, let's see how this list looks today. Got to go all the way. Oh, Henry Wadsworth Longfellow, the poet, 1807, 1882. David Sarnoff, Radio Hall of Famer, founder of NBC, 1891, 1971. William Demarest, pretty good actor, character actor. He's Viva Las Vegas, It's a Mad, Mad World. Also, he was in My Three Sons as well. 1892, 1983, the absolutely beautiful voice, the opera singer Marian Anderson. 1897, 1993, Gene Sarazen, golf guy, Hall of Famer. 1902, 1999, John Steinbeck, The Grapes of Wrath. 1902, 1968, onward, Joan Bennett, the actress. 1910, 1990, Dexter Gordon, the musician. He was a sax guy. 1923, 1990, onward. Well, I never felt more like singing the blues. Guy Mitchell, 1927, 1999. Joanne Woodward. Yeah, you know her. She's the actress, and she's still alive. She was born in 1930. Elizabeth Taylor, 1932, 2011. Ray Berry, Pro Football Hall of Famer, 1933. He's still with us. Oh, consumer advocate. Ha, ha, ha. Ralph Nader, 1934. Put another log on the fire. Chuck Glaser from Tom Paul and the Glaser Brothers, 1936. Barbara Babcock, the actress. 1937, Peter Revson, the auto guy in, what was he, heir to Revson Cosmetics or something? 1939, he was killed in that crash in South Africa in 1974 from WKRP in Cincinnati. Howard Hessman, 1940, 2022. Onward, Will Jones, not a bad hoopster, 1947 from Tommy James and the Shondells. Eddie Gray, guitar player, 1948. Steve Harley from whatever group, 1951. Dwight Jones, another hoopster, 1952. He passed away in 2016. From Iron Maiden, Adrian Smith, 1957. Johnny Van Zant. Okay, there you go. Lynyrd Skynyrd, 1959. Paul Humphreys from some group, too. I don't know what it is, but 1960. Basketball Hall of Famer, James Worthy, was born in 1961. Grant Shaw, the actor, 1962. And who else do we have on this list here? Chris Dishman. He was a defensive back in the NFL, a pretty nasty guy. 1974, Deuce Staley. Yeah, he was a pretty good ball player. 1975, football. This guy will be in the Hall of Fame. Tony Gonzalez, tight end, 1976. Everybody's favorite first daughter, Chelsea Clinton. 1980, Kate Mara, the actress, 1983, and Lindsay Morgan, 1990, and I believe that is it. Yes, it is. All right. Let's see here. Passing away on this day, tell them Boris sent you. Boris Spassky, the Russian world chess champ and stuff, and he had a couple of, world title matches against Bobby Fischer. He lost at least one of them. Anyway, Boris died in 2025. You folks that like the Star Trek stuff, Leonard Nimoy passed away in 2015. Everybody's favorite, Mr. Rogers. He died in 2003. First Lady of American Cinema, that's what she is credited with. And her name, Lillian Gish. She gone in 1993. All right, this guy, he can sing. Frankie Lyman, Franklin Joseph Lyman. Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers. And he was a teenager. He was only 14, and he was started performing on a show called The Big Beat. And the show was canceled because he began dancing with a white teenager. That scandal caused the cancellation of the show, and he passed away from a heroin overdose at the age of 25. That was in 1968. Mr. Samuel Pierpoint Langley. Yep, aviator guy. You've heard of Langley Air Force Base in Virginia. He died in 1906. Also passing away this day, old Rush Limbaugh really liked this guy. Yes, indeed. William F. Buckley, Jr. He passed away in 2008. Bill Holman, the creator of a Smokey Stove, the cartoonist, 1987. And who else do we have? That was, founded Columbia Pictures, Harry Cohn. He died in 1958. All right. Going to the top of the list today, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. I'm not going to say it was uncommon, but if you read history on many people that became famous, that everything wasn't roses. No, they maybe got better. They grew, you hear stories about Bill Russell, Michael Jordan, and others. They weren't, top of the class or top of the list type of thing when they were younger, but they kept going and moving on, such as the case is of Raymond Berry. Most people that follow football now probably have never heard of Raymond Berry. However, when he retired, he held not as many as Don Hutson, which he still holds, but he ended up having, I believe, the most yards and most catches in NFL history. Now, how about that? But he's long forgotten because he's one of those guys. Well, he played years ago. He wasn't any good or anything like that. Well, his dad was a high school football coach in Texas, and we all know that if your dad's the coach, not the case. His dad did not start on his high school football team until he was a senior. Okay. And, again, back in the day, it was more of a running game in both high school, college, and the NFL. The Baltimore Colts thought so highly of Raymond Berry that they drafted him in the 20th round in 1954. Then a guy by the name of Unitas came to the Colts a few years later, and they set the world on fire for a long time. Raymond Berry's in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. He goes to the top.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all. The city of Paso Robles announced the latest appointments for its planning commission. Three commissioners were appointed, whose terms start March 1st. Ty Christensen and Eric Marlowe were reappointed, and Ashley Lorenz was appointed as a new commissioner. The Celebration of Life for Normal Moy will be held this Saturday, February 28th at 11 a.m. in the Estrella Building in the Mid-State Fairgrounds. The event will include several guest speakers. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy skies today with highs in the upper 70s. It's 55 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage, marsmegastorage.com.
Won a couple of championships with Unitas and the Colts, and this is what I was trying to get to. When he retired from the NFL, he did retire as the all-time NFL leader in both receptions and receiving yardage. He's still with us, Ray Berry, 93 now. Also, he's a former head coach of the Patriots. This hour of the Morning Exchange brought to you by Solarponics. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.